Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you know, right now, we're talking more about God's news behind the news here, that almost every single day since January the 1st, that we have lost a vet, a military vet, a soldier, to suicide.
Oh, wow.
And that's this huge suicide rate that is taking place in our vets. You know, it's like one a day, one a day. I think the numbers are 154 suicides in the first 159 days of this year.
Wow.
You know, and you know, my heart goes out to them. And you know, it's really hard when you face death, when you go and you do what you got to do to be able to defend freedom, and you put yourself on the front lines, and you I mean, everything, all these questions that a lot of people don't ever ask themselves, you ask them. You ask the questions, and everybody should ask the questions, because, you know, I always say, you know, everybody's trying to live, but they never do.
Right.
And you're not ready to actually live for something until you're ready to die for something, you know? And so, so you start asking all these questions to, you know, if you, and every question leads you down a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
Leads you down a dead end, unless at the end of that road is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Because you ask the good questions when you go through something like that. You ask the questions, and if there's nobody around you, if there's nobody, you may have a son or a daughter or a father or a mother who is there now in Afghanistan or has come back, and they're trying to integrate back into life again, and it's really hard to do just in general right now with the economy and all, but it's really hard trying to do that and the high intensity of what they've gone through, and where they are, this low intensity, as we talked about, you know, undiligent type environment. That's before we talked about the wisdom word. And they've been very diligent on the front lines, you know, as Steve taught to us. But I know that, you know, there's hope for your loved one. There's hope for them because God will meet them. God will meet them right where they're at. We got to get what I'm about, it's available now on the VFN TV blog. It's also available in highlights. It says in the highlights you have, and I don't know if you know this or not, if you don't know it yet, that you actually, there's highlights. So if you have, you know, things are too busy, you miss our daily broadcast, you can go to highlights on your VFN TV application on your mobile device or your iPad or, you know, all the different things, Kindles and all. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and look at the highlights. And one of the highlights, this highlight I'm talking about, is called, you know, Marine Encounters God. But to get it quicker to you, we also have it available right now on our blog. You know, go to VFNTV.com, click on our blog, and you'll see Steve Kalaszewski there. You know, Steve did two tours of duty in Iraq, and he's an awesome man of God. But he met God at a time of crisis. You know, he was trying to go through all this, and he shares his testimony with us. And and you'll notice at the very bottom of that blog right there where it says VFN Radio, it has a link there. You can click on that link and you actually begin. Matter of fact, let me just play just a little bit of it so you actually can hear what you'll hear. All right.
Welcome to the daily VFN Radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Steve, we're so glad to have you in the VFN Radio studios today.
You know, good to be
Steve,
here.
Steve Kalaszewski here with us in the studios, and I'm your. So that's what you're going to hear. So it's just that simple. You go to the blog, you look at the particular post there that talks about one soldier is committing suicide almost every day now this year, and it has a little bit about Steve there. You see a picture of Steve, you know, in his fatigues. You know, he obviously just did the duty, and that you can hear his testimony because he cries out to the Lord. I mean, he doesn't know God, you know, he doesn't know God, but he's at a dilemma that if there's not a God, there's not going to be a Steve.
Right.
He was at that dilemma.
Right.
And there's so many people right now that you're thinking, you know, if God doesn't come through, this God that they talk about, if he doesn't come through, I'm out of here. Like these vets, you know, that's over at that point. And so he cries out to God, and God meets him.
Right.
And it was amazing. All that pressure, all this stuff. And you just got to hear, you got to hear Steve Sarah's testimony. But not only that, I want you to get it and I want you to share it. I want you to get on your Facebook and your Twitter and begin to spread it to our vets. Let them know that the every road outside of the road that Steve's going to talk about, you know, it's going to end up in a very bad way. And they need help. They need to know that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life, that God will meet them right where they're at. And he just shares it so well, your heart will just melt. But then you'll be so encouraged, understanding, wow, you know, if God can do that for Steve, then God can do that for me. So you can go to the highlights on your VFN TV app or at VFNTV.com. It's called Marine Encounters God. Or you can go to the blog, you know, VFNTV.com. And it says one soldier is committing suicide almost every day this year. I know that Najine out of Houston, she posted this on her Facebook. And so that's a real, I appreciate you doing that, you know, passing it on to all your friends. There's somebody out there right now that's in that same boat. Look at the statistics. One every day, almost 154 suicides, 159 days. We need to do something about this. When you hear what God, how God met Steve, you'll understand that he can meet you and he can meet your loved one. Get this into their hands. A very short, it's not a long, long interview, but he shares how God just met him. But there was something very important to do, you know, and it's just very encouraging, but he's very authentic. So you're going to hear, you know, the real deal. And just begin to send it to all your friends. Say, listen, this might not be you, but there's somebody on your Facebook that's out there that has a son, and they're trying to figure out how to communicate to him that everything they say is not working because it's not connecting. And that's what he talks about. It's like everybody's trying to say all these different things, and that wasn't working. And you might have a daughter. You might have a father that just seems, you know, kind of out of it since he came back. Well, listen, that is a reason why that's that way. You know, and not everybody reacts this way, but some do. And this had nothing to do. One third of the people that committed suicide never saw combat. So it's not about all combat. And so get this to them. You can find out more at the VFN TV blog, the VFN TV blog. And you'll be encouraged, but you also get a chance to encourage. Imagine this. If we just began to just spread that out to all of our communities out there, then they're going to be able to be encouraged. I can't wait to get the feedback right there, you know, to find out what's going on. And then many of these Marines, many of these soldiers are going to be able to know that God will be there for them. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.